In response to a spike in overdose deaths across the region, Bucks County is trying to make it easier to get the overdose-reversing drug naloxone. WHYY's Alana Gordon offers this report on the first day of a new walk-in initiative.
Bucks County has experienced more than 100 overdose deaths this year. That's troubling to Diane Rosati, longtime head of the county's Drug and Alcohol Commission. Her office is in Warminster, in a one-story brick building near a school, a retirement community, an auto shop, and some big box stores.
Certainly in Bucks County, we find ourselves geographically within the perfect storm of neighboring Philadelphia, whose heroin is among the least expensive, where purity is among the highest, as well as Allentown and Trenton. So we're in a corridor where it is so easily accessible.
In the last couple weeks, reports of several more overdose deaths in a short period of time prompted her office to try something new. They set up walk-in hours where people can stop in for a private one-on-one meeting with prevention specialist Mallory Showalter. There, she'll train people in how to use naloxone.
We certainly want everyone to feel comfortable, very comfortable using this medication when they leave this office. That's, I think, our number one goal.
Showalter says naloxone can be life-saving because in those critical moments before help arrives, it can reverse a potentially fatal overdose. The Bucks County office is giving them out for free. Rosati, the director, wasn't sure how this first day of walk-ins would go and whether anyone would show up. They did.
And at some point during this morning, all four of us were busy with community residents.
More than a dozen people came in.
The majority of folks happen to have children, adult children, who have an addiction to opiates and an overriding concern of just wanting to make sure that they support them, provide the resources, and have something to save their lives.
Rosati's office plans to continue the walk-ins indefinitely on Monday and Tuesday mornings. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.